Are you wondering how you can contribute to Funniest Thing?
Don't flip out. Go to patreon.com/funniest thing.
Whoa!
Oh!
I landed that.
Oh!
That would have been crazy.
This one is called The Pants. Take 8.
Yoga!
Welcome to Funniest Thing with Daryl and Ed, the best-looking guys on the radio. We all know the funniest things happen when we stop taking ourselves too seriously and step out boldly, like Mr. Magoo blindly stepping onto the next swinging girder and falling into an outrageous jackpot. Your hosts, Daryl and Ed, are about to administer a refreshing dose of laughter and love that will inspire you to step out boldly and experience the funniest things. Now, here are your hosts, Daryl and Ed.
Welcome to The Funniest Thing.
Yes.
Where each week we share stories about how stepping out boldly always leads to better than expected outcomes.
Yes, it does.
I'm Daryl.
I'm Ed.
And we're broadcasting live from Chobo Studios in
beautiful downtown Van Nuys.
That's right. We got a great episode today.
Our mind is blown. Today's show is called Life is for Living with Doty and Stephanie Stevens. We got two for the price of one today. We're so happy that they're here with us in the studio during the second segment to share inspiration.
Before you go any further, I just want to let the listeners know, if you're listening and you're not watching, or if you're watching, I'm going to hold it up. We discovered Doty Stevens because of her incredibly positive, it's such a good article. The title says it all. Our only time is now.
Yes.
Our only time is now. What we decide upon now is what changes our life. We don't need to beat ourselves up over past mistakes.
Right.
Or I can't believe I... No. Now. Right now changes the flow or enhances the positive flow of the divine power in our lives. When we make that decision now, what we choose now.
Right. It's so true. I mean, that's how we reach out to guests that inspire us. And Doty was one of those people. And we always know.
Did I say this was in the Daily Word? Yes,
current Daily Word.
Which is, if you're listening, we don't know when you're listening. You may be listening a year from now. So it's the March, April 2024 issue. And the great thing about these Daily Word articles is if you go to the website, unity.org, you could just punch in Doty Stevens and bloop, you could read it there.
Right. If you punch in Doty Stevens on the Google, you'll likely come up with the song Pink Shoelaces.
Yes.
Which was a hit in what, 1958 or 59?
59.
My mom was a huge fan, and Doty was kind enough to send my mom some signed pictures. My mom was blown away. I didn't tell her that they were coming. And my mom let me know that she had the Pink Shoelaces. Heard all of her friends when they were younger. So she was just like amazed and tickled that Doty's going to be on the show today. So.
Oh, yeah. And everyone's dancing to it from Mrs. Maisel
All
the TikToks.
Yeah, so my wife loves that show,
So you'll go, oh my God, wait a minute, I know this song.
Yeah,
it's not that old, only because they're hearing it now.
Right. Well, today's show is called Life is for Living. Inspiration and motivation are ours for the asking. Thank God in advance for guidance, and you will receive it. The world is overflowing with abundance and opportunities. We just need a little faith to step out of our stagnant zone. As soon as we are willing to surrender to God's wonderful will for us, all sorts of incredible events begin to happen in our lives. On this episode, Daryl and Ed encourage listeners to boldly affirm, I'm ready, God, show me the way.
Yes.
And even though you may have been too timid to try new things or to call attention to yourself in the past, during the second segment, today's guests, the delightful Doty Stevens and Stephanie Stevens, will get you feeling empowered to use your divine gifts with today's reading, Fresh Start.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. We want to do the breath or what?
Yeah, let's do that. That'd be a nice way to kick things off with a fresh start.
Yeah. Last night when we were thinking of getting ready for the show, We will have a song at the end, but normally we have our own little jingle we'll sing. And this came up in my mind. And it's so perfect because the show is called Life is for Living. And so this song came up, and the wisdom contained in the lyrics about how to live with what Charles Fillmore called zeal.
Yes.
It's in there. It's from Bye Bye Birdie.
Yes, a little birdie whispered this into Ed's ear last night.
All right, let's see. Let's see if we can put this together here.
We can do it.
We've been hard at work all night trying to figure out how this is going to work.
I'm ready.
Sizzling steaks all ready for tasting, and there's Cadillacs shiny and new. I got a lot of living to do. You want to throw in the other line?
Wait, sizzling steaks. Ready?
Yeah.
Sizzling steaks, all ready for tasting. Cadillacs, all shiny and new. I got a lot of living to do.
Sizzling steaks, all ready for tasting. Cadillacs,
all shiny and new. I got a lot of living to do. Yeah.
Right.
You hear those angels?
I hear those sizzling steaks, man. I want to thank the Patreon folks for contributing to the show. Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Pacific time, we've been doing a little Zoom, talking about things related to prosperity, just sharing in the flow, staying in the flow together. I love the fact that when we talk about principles like this, and I think about what Jesus said, when two or more are gathered, I am there. When two or more, when I gather with another person or a group of people, and we start talking about these principles, the principles start speaking back to us and teaching us things, and it's just a wonderful experience. So thank you for everyone that's tuned in. Sherry Knight said thank you for to all of you for the sharing. I needed to hear this at this time. Love you all. Grace Dethridge said thank you all. Loving it all. No shoving.
Ah.
Lynn Beach said thank you for your continued inspiration and book recommendations. And the no shoving part's referencing your talk tomorrow at Unity of Ventura.
Yes, I'll be in Ventura, folks, on tomorrow is April 21st.
Yeah.
I'll be there at 10 a.m. giving a talk.
Yeah.
All loving, no shoving.
And I think they have a channel on YouTube, so maybe
Facebook.
Facebook?
Don't have a YouTube, yeah.
I was saying, what is it exactly called? Unity of Ventura?
Unity of Ventura.
All right, so you can find them on Facebook, and I bet you'll be able to hear Daryl's talk, truth talk there.
Maybe.
And what's it called again?
All loving, no shoving.
All loving, no shoving. We get in the loving, we release the need to shove and scheme.
Ugh.
And actually, excuse me, life starts shoving us down the road to our good in amazing ways that feel delightful. If you want to send us anything, by the way, funniest thing, P.O. Box 1312, Culver City, California, 90232. We have a website, darylanded.com. Let's thank Jeff Comfort.
Oh,
if you're listening on the audio,
that's right.
He's the one who's putting it up there, adding sound effects and such. And he's been with us since the beginning over 10 years ago. And each week,
he takes us right into the comfort zone.
All right.
It's time to kick off some things, Ed.
Yeah.
We got some great readings. I think, you know what? I think I'm going to kick it off with that daily word reading that really inspired this episode. I'm not talking specifically about Stephanie Doty's. I'm going to keep switching them in my brain. I got to straighten that out.
At least it's not me, man.
Well, at least I'm not calling them Daryl or Ed.
That's true.
That would really be a goof. Anyway, Doty's article, Our Only Time Is Now. I highly recommend it. I'm sure she's going to possibly mention, since she lives this stuff, she can't help but mention some of the things she shares in the article. And that's what we could tell. I mean, I could read these articles and immediately, like, it wasn't you know, pink shoelaces or any of that that got me excited about Dodie. I mean, we've known other celebrities that we're like, I don't know, you know, because they're not, there's not something there that gives us an oomph, like, wow. But you read this article, and immediately Ed and I could have, we could tell, she's obviously living this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you can't write and say these things just because you just learned them and memorized them the way some people share them. You can pick up, like, oh, wow. So we, you know, once again, we took a, we boldly stepped out, you know. We didn't know, is she going to get back to her? You know, this is a, you know, she's in the Daily Word. She obviously has some notoriety.
Right.
But, and who are Daryl and Ed? But you know what? This is always the thing. Mm-hmm. We've asked some people that you would think there's no way they would be on Daryl and Ed's show. And we've asked other people that we think, of course, they'd be on your show, you know. And it's funny. There's no rhyme or reason except one thing. If they're living this stuff,
right,
they're the ones that get back right away.
Yeah.
They're enthusiastic.
Yeah.
We have the best time during the show.
Yeah.
And we're just so high on the reassurance we get from each other that these principles are real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's like the best part of it, that they're real and we're sharing our enthusiasm for the fact that they actually really work in our lives.
I was going to say, that's the thing when you read like Dodie's article, or the ones that speak to us are the ones that leave me feeling like I can do more.
Yes.
Rather than, oh, this is someone who's done something that's like, you know, it's great, but they're like on a mountaintop or a pedestal that I can't. But I like when people share this stuff and they live this stuff, and then I come away, we call it the magic. I come away with the medicine. I come away feeling like, yes, I can totally relate to this. I can do what I want to do too. And so that's just a wonderful feeling. And yes.
So just after, you know, like a week or so after reading that article was a entry in the Daily Word from April 11th.
Yeah.
And it's a great one. And these two you could find if you don't even have the issue. You can go on unity.org and type in the search word bold, and this will come up. And like I said, it's a Daily Word from April 11, 2024. I boldly create my life. We're always creating our life.
Yes.
With what we're thinking about now.
Yes.
The world is overflowing with abundance and opportunity, but I may miss out on what the world has to offer if I do not act boldly and take my place in it. I'm a spiritual being endowed with so many divine gifts, which I bring into the world as only I can. My thoughts and words have power, and I use the power of my mind wisely to create my life's experience. In the past, I may have been too timid to try new things or call attention to myself, but now I feel empowered to use my gifts. God's power and strength are mine. I am blessed with a rich imagination and the power of will to dream big and make the choices that are right for me. I'm a spiritual being, boldly living life to the fullest. And there's a biblical verse here from 1 John. It's chapter 3, verse 21, and it's, "Beloved, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have boldness before God." This is the key, folks. It's not me trying to go, what are my talents? Now I got to make something of myself. It is just simply what the Bible verse says. When we have the inspiration or the intuitive thought that lights us up, or we're doing the thing that makes us feel really good about ourselves, the key isn't to try to force it to happen. It's, this says it perfectly in the Bible verse. It says, well, just don't start telling yourself now why it's a hard thing to do, or why it's too good for you to be doing, or why I could never make a living at this. Like, just don't do the condemning.
Yeah.
And you'll do well.
Yeah. You know, that's what came up for me this week at work. I'm just cleansing so much of my consciousness around this job and what's come up for me and why it's been challenging in the past and what's been getting seemingly at times getting in the way of me doing something different, all that stuff. So whatever, and I'm always growing as a person, but I just realized like what that Bible verse that says, let me see it.
Yeah, here you go.
Just so I have it in front of me. It says, when it says, if our hearts do not condemn us, right, we have boldness before God.
It's that simple.
And what I realized is like all the condemnation and self-criticism and judgment that I've placed upon myself, if that's going on, then it's going to show up in my life and it's going to feel really bad. And it's supposed to feel really bad because it's so important that we don't condemn ourselves.
Yes.
Our only, the main job is to tend to our own gifts and share them. And when we do that, we naturally will take care of other people in a healthy and happy way, and we'll inspire them and show them how to tend to their gifts. But if I'm still condemning myself like I've done in the past, I can't fully express the divinity within me unless I'm an open channel for the gifts that are within me to express themselves. And in order for me to really buy into this, I have to know that there is a God or a divine presence that is a friendly, loving presence that I can trust, that if I show up, because even the gifts, they come from someplace.
Yeah, they come someplace else.
How do I do that? We have to open up to them. And it's the most reliable place. It always works. It's just that the faith is required to access it and letting go of the condemnation. I don't know what you read earlier about when we think we have to do it all on our own. You know what I'm talking about? That's one of those readings. But that really hit me too, because when I'm condemning myself, I then sometimes I think like I got to do it all on my own. I start dragging. I'm like driving with the e-brake on.
Yes.
Letting go of the condemnation, because when we condemn ourselves, we're condemning the channel through which God will work miracles in our lives and bless this planet while we're here. I really believe I've come with these gifts. I've come with this light. I'm here for a certain amount of time. And the more of that light I pour into it, the more I enjoy my experience, the more I am blessing others in the process.
This reminds me, I'm going to read that. Two things I learned this week, I realized. One of them, because you know I've been doing that workshop, the intuitive method, which is when you're sharing this stuff with other people, I have a 4-week, 1 day a week workshop, the intuitive method. It's about getting out of the way so we can allow this intuition to come through. And how elusive it seems, you know, but we really can get into a practice of expecting it to come through.
Yes.
As long as we don't start getting concerned about doing whatever it is right or doing whatever it is perfectly or being concerned that if I fall like I did before the show, what are people going to think?
Right.
You know, we got to let go of that stuff. And I'm just going to keep pounding this home because we've been saying it. Genius is not for just an exclusive bunch of people.
Right.
Genius, the origin of the word, is related to the genuine spirit. It's a tutelary spirit, which is a paternal and guiding spirit that we all have.
Right.
And we just have to have, like you said, the faith to trust it when it comes out. Because that's what killed me the first round in art school and made me leave and join the military, was because I thought like I would accidentally act like that would come out.
Yeah.
You know, because it does. It comes out. Either I was tired that day or whatever. So my carefulness was a little bit under the weather, and this is what I want to drive home. Everyone is good at what comes to them spontaneously.
Right.
Everyone is good at what comes to them spontaneously, because it really is that thing that comes out of you. It's like when an actor lets go and he's not really in his head about what he's going to say next, and magic happens. It's like when I'm not too careful about how this should look, and all of a sudden, my hand does this and the brush moves that way. And I'm like, oh my God, I'll never be able to do that again. That's perfect. You know, but that's a good feeling. Or, you know, or when a singer lets go, instead of being concerned about, oh my God, that note's coming up, that note's coming up. Oh no, oh no. Instead, I don't care. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, bah, the note is perfect. Everyone knows that we're always good at what comes to us spontaneously. So what is that saying? It implies the truth that this genius within, this which can be called intuition, and you know what? The word genie is also in that family, out of that family. So when we're letting the genie out of the bottle, the real meaning meant let your intuition out by, like the Bible verse says, don't start condemning yourself. Just let go, man, trust God.
Can I share this quick thing? So the thing that's been helping me this week is to meditate and affirm I'm already a success. I'm already a success. Because when I'm trying to be a success from a place where I believe I'm a failure, forget it. Because if I believe I'm a failure, I just keep getting more of that. And it's like, so, and as I meditate on being a success, it's not some crazy magical thing. All of a sudden, I just start remembering, oh, yeah, I've raised a son who's happy.
Yes.
I've done hundreds of podcasts. I've taught so many students. I've had a positive. All the truth starts to flow back through. So I was having this moment of doubt where I was thinking, I'm the only one at this school who doesn't know what they're doing, and I'm always just making up my lessons. I don't have a curriculum I'm going off of. I'm just finding stuff online.
You sound like Pizarro.
Yeah, totally. And I was doing it, and then that night, and I was sure that everyone, these teachers were looking at me like, well, this guy knows nothing. And you're like, it was because my subconscious mind was projecting that out there. So that night, I cleared my consciousness. I came back like a new man, like amazing. Renewal, because that day where I was feeling bad about myself, I also did what I rarely do, which is like raised my voice with these quirky fifth graders who are, you know, and having going through whatever they're going through, because I work with a lot of quote oddballs like myself, and I took the kids aside and I said, you know, I raised my voice, and I let them know sometimes I'm having one of these days where my mind is telling me that I'm a bad teacher. And you're acting like that, and I'm thinking people are judging me. I said, I'm sorry I raised my voice. That's what's been going on in my head. The kids understood.
Yeah.
And one kid gave me a compliment. Hey, Mr. B, I want to tell you, your hair looks great today. Like, he wanted me to make it. So that was sweet. And the next day, so I did my I Am Successful meditation, came back like a new man. I actually had a good surf that evening for the first time all week. Came back, and I was, like, renewed. And I was talking to this teacher that I needed to assess a kid. So I was like, can you give me one of the word problems you use, you know, from your curriculum? And this is one of the teachers I was projecting on that has a curriculum and knows everything she's doing. She's like, curriculum? I just Google stuff online every day. And she's like, no one's telling me what I'm supposed to be doing. And I was like, oh my gosh, we're all in the same boat. Everyone that I thought had it all together, it turns out they're doing the same thing I did. But it took me shifting out of that consciousness, getting back into the flow of life and affirming that I am a success.
Yes.
And then that led to me seeing that I am a success and feeling my success and more spontaneous ideas coming and so. Yeah.
Well, and it's not blasphemous to meditate that you're a success. Not only, not even just the New Testament, but even the Old Testament hammers home that we're heirs and we're children of a beloved father and all these things. It's trying to drum home, look, please think of yourself in a good light,
right?
Because then you'll behave in good ways, instead of telling yourself you're bad.
You get what you bring. I've seen it in the kids who'd already know they're a success. When they get to school, they succeed. I was talking to a kid I know that I was working with, and I said, I noticed every time I said, do you get it? He goes, no, I don't get it. I told him, I said, never say that again, man.
Yeah.
From now on, say, I'm starting to get it.
Yes.
And because he is. I could see he's getting it, but he had that program. So he's walking around like a schlub. Meanwhile, he probably knows more than the guy next to him. So it was a cool little moment. So, yeah.
And here's another thing I want to pass on to everyone to get in the habit, because I noticed this about myself just Thursday. I can't believe this was just 2 days ago. It feels like a lifetime ago because of the revelation it put in my brain about myself. And check, like, pay attention to how you feel when someone gives you a compliment, or and when someone, or you read something about yourself, or you get a, you know, someone says something, or you overheard that somebody may have said something about you or your character that isn't good. Because this is what I realized. I got this, I designed these postcards for someone. And so she wrote me back Thursday out of the blue with a compliment. And it says, I want to share a new word I learned today. Inimitable, right?
Yep.
Inimitable.
Yeah.
I have no idea what that word means. So I read, this word describes your artwork, simple in structure, complex in meaning, which is the best compliment an artist can get.
Right.
Simple, simple in structure, complex in meaning.
Mm.
Have a wonderful weekend, my friend. So I got that, and I just went, oh, okay. Well, what do I say? Oh, make sure you say thank you. So I immediately said, thank you. That's the best compliment ever. But then I realized something. That did not affect me as much as it should. I'll explain why. Anybody says something derogatory,
right,
even the little bit, it hits me.
Sure.
I can't stop thinking about it. I feel it. I really take it in.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not, Daryl, you don't take these in. I'm trying to learn how to do that.
Yeah.
And I started thinking, well, why is this so difficult? Like, I know people have, like, they just absorb it right away. But it doesn't matter where it came from. I could pick apart, oh, it's because my dad never said a kind word to me. But like Dodie Stevens' article, only time we have is now.
That's right.
So Daryl, doesn't matter how you got that way. What matters is the miracle, like you said, feeling bad about, and that's a good thing that like you discovered this week. It's a good thing that I discovered this, not to go, well, this is why I'm this way. No, Daryl, now you are going to start affirming, I do accept compliments more than the derogatory comments. Because you know what I mean. It's
I
like,
know what you're saying.
Well, even if it's just a letter from the DMV,
yeah, yeah.
Oh, your thing is overdue. It's like, whoa. And but then anyone else could say, oh, you got rewards for always paying your bills on time. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You have a great credit score. Oh, that's good. Then your credit score has dropped up. It's like, no, it's time to change that.
Yes.
It's time to change because those things aren't necessarily the truth. And the other compliments are more likely to be true.
Yes, 100%. And we're all relearning to train our brain to inspiration, which is the truth. So many of us have been trained toward fear, doubt, and worry, which is, when we look at it, it's like Lowell Fillmore said, if we take a little twig and put it in our eye, it looks like a log. If we put, we keep that worry there, it look. But once we put it down, the infinite vast universe we live in is full of love, joy, possibility, and potential. We're just retraining our brain to see the obvious that's been there for us all along.
In these last 24 seconds, I should read this.
All right, yeah. And yeah, you got to dare to believe, baby. That's what May Rowan says. Dare to believe. Go ahead.
This is what Ed was referring to that I read before the show. And if you want this, this book is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first book Ernest Holmes wrote. And it's called Creative Mind and Science. It's a Stephanie Stevens and I were talking about The Game of Life and how much we love that book.
Yeah.
It was one of these early books. It was the first one, one of the first ones along with an Emmett Fox book that introduced me to this stuff. And this is another one that's that simple, kicks you upstairs. It's thin. You can throw it in your purse. You keep it at your nightstand. And this is what I read earlier that Ed was referring to. If you have the book, Creative Mind and Success by Ernest Holmes, it's on page 52 and 53. A good practice is to sit and realize that you are a center of divine attraction, that all things are coming to you, that the power within is going out and drawing back all that you will ever need.
Yes.
Don't argue about it. Just do it. And when you have finished, leave it all to the law, knowing that it will be done. Declare that all life, all love, power are now in your life. Declare that you are now in the midst of plenty. Stick to it, even though you may not as yet see the result. It will work, and those who believe the most always get the most. Think of the law as your friend.
Yes.
Always looking out for your interest. Trust completely in it, and it will bring your good to you. Get over all idea that you must save the world. We have all tried and have all failed.
That's right.
We may, by demonstrating in our own lives, prove that the law really exists as a great power behind all things. This is all that we can do. Everyone must do the same thing for himself. Let the dead bury their dead and see that you live. In this, you are not selfish, but are simply proving that law governs your life. All can do the same when they come to believe, and none until they believe.
Listen to this, and then we're going to the break. Hi, Ed and Daryl. This is from Christine. I had to share this great miracle that just happened to me. Feel free to share it, as it can lift others' spirits. My mother was diagnosed with dementia last year, and for the last few months, I've been struggling with how to get her to the bank to submit a power of attorney document. So much stress and anxiety I endured, believing I had to have everything lined up perfectly in order to ensure a visit to the bank wasn't too taxing on my mom. Well, last night, I got a call from a rep from the bank who I thought was going to try to sell me something. Instead, I informed him of my situation. He told me how easily I could get this taken care of without having to drag my mom along.
Wow.
Turns out, I don't need to travel over 2 hours away to get this paperwork submitted to with her. I could travel 10 minutes, and it shouldn't take me more than 1 hour, and she can rest easy in her home. Wow! This news was definitely what I was hoping for, and when I turned the planning and orchestrating over to God, everything turned out better than expected. Here's to trusting and believing in faith, and thank you to the both of you who serve as my inspiration. Well, thank you, Christine.
Thank you.
And coming up next, today's guests, the delightful Dodie and Stephanie Stevens, will get you feeling empowered to use your divine gifts with today's reading, Fresh Start, and some bonus material. So thank you for listening to Funniest Thing with Daryl and Ed from Chobo Studio.
We now return to The Funniest Thing. Here are your hosts, Daryl and Ed, the best-looking guys on the radio.
All right, welcome back to Funniest Thing. Today's show is called Life is for Living, and we are very honored to have Dodie and Stephanie Stevens in studio with us today. How are you both doing?
Very good.
Wonderful.
Yeah, you look amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can feel the love and the joy when I look at you, the shine in your eyes. So thank you for joining us.
Oh, we have a shine in our eyes this morning.
Nice thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, this stuff is working.
Yeah.
Let's see. Typically, we like to ask, since you've been sitting in the green room watching on the monitor, hearing us go back and forth,
yeah,
is there anything that's bubbled up that you want to throw out there as we start the segment related to what we've been talking about?
I wouldn't say any one thing in particular. There was just so much.
I had something. You were talking about condemning mm-hmm. yourself.
Yes.
And Mom always called it the three C's. It's something that I tend to do, which is condemn, criticize, and complain.
Mm.
No good comes from any of those. It's the three C's. So you just need to kind of replace that with whatever positive you can replace that with. Because it's real easy to do. Condemn yourself, condemn others.
Well, it comes from an insecurity, I believe,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
when you do that. It's something you don't feel good about in yourself. So if you can put somebody else down, somehow you feel a little bit more lifted up, is what I think is it's brings that best. Out.
Yeah, and even though it's such a short-lived, it's not even a good high.
Huh. Yeah. Oh, no.
I think it's going to be a good high, but it's not long-lasting, and it's ill. It gets a bad hangover.
Yeah.
But I like that.
What?
The three C's, oh, yeah, to the remember
three,
them.
To avoid. To, the three C's to avoid.
No, I so to write that down.
Let's hear them again. So our,
okay. It's so criticize, audience. Condemn, and complain.
Yeah.
Criticize, condemn, and complain. Avoid those three like things. The plague.
Absolutely.
Avoid it.
But it's good. I like having something like that in my head because then it makes me aware and I could catch myself.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Well, you hope you can catch yourself. Right. Not always.
No, not always, but soon. But now that I've heard them and you two said it, my mind now is going to always see the two of you.
when one of those three things
when
happens.
I start, I'll catch myself. Even if you catch yourself after, it's not too late. Because you can learn and go, okay.
Because you still caught it.
I don't want to. Yeah, I'm not. This is not the type of person. This is not the direction I want to go in my life.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. And I was going to say the more I can catch it when it's easiest to get away with it is when there's no one around. I'm driving down the road and I'm subtly criticizing, condemning, complaining. But. And then it's like there's no one around. I can really indulge in it more. You know? But
right.
So the more we can catch it, or I can catch it even then, because it doesn't, like you said, it's a cheap high, man. It doesn't feel the same as, and I know it. It's I'm doing it when I don't feel like I'm not including everyone else in my joy and love. It's like this sort of subtle feeling of like above it all, but it's not including everyone else. So I love that.
Me too.
You must have seen it when you came into fame and such with your song, people that did seem to get the high off of condemning other people or you know, like not necessarily lifting other people up, but using other people maybe to get where they want to go in Hollywood.
As if you're talking about when I became a young adult, as opposed to being cute little Dodie Stevens at the age of 13.
You're still cute little Dodie Stevens.
Isn't she, though?
Thank you so much.
So that's still there.
Thank you, my darling.
I tell her that all the time.
100%.
But, you know, when I was as young as I was and I had this incredible fame, I wasn't ready for it.
Mm. Well, you were very young. If our audience don't know, you were only how old? 13?
I was 13.
Yeah, that is extremely young.
Especially in 59.
Yes.
You know.
13 and so, you know, I wasn't, I think there was a buffer always around me, which would be my parents or a manager or somebody like that. So I just did what people told me to do or where to go or whatever. Nobody was really putting me down in any way. It wasn't until I was older, when I was a young adult, because I had quit show business for 4 years, somewhere around from 17 to 21.
Wow.
And
that's when I came along.
Yeah, she came along.
Oh, wow. That's good news.
That was the good. That was the good out of those 4 years. Yes. Mm-hmm. That was the blessing. That's why I was supposed to be where I was and what I was doing.
Yeah.
When I got back into show business, because even though I had quit for those 4 years, it was all I knew. Mm. I knew how to sing. I wasn't trained to do anything else. I didn't even graduate from high school. I was so busy touring and TV appearances and whatnot. So I didn't know how to do anything but sing. So I thought, well, when I get back into the business, now I'm a young adult, I can handle this thing, this celebrity kind of lifestyle, only to discover that that's when I was starting to be put down, only so someone could take advantage of me. Because those that were in power with a young, vulnerable young woman
naive.
That's what they did. They put you down only so they could give you something to that they think or they want you to think that they're the
they
ones
can do
that,
for you.
Yes,
you up.
They don't want you to know the truth about
that you
yourself.
Can do it yourself, right?
You
need them. You need them.
That's a classic.
I'm so glad you're sharing
story.
That because even though other people might not be dealing with it in fame terms or in that level,
sure,
we all face different dynamics like that.
Yeah.
Where we might submit ourselves to things and not realize we're getting stuck in that.
That's even right. Family dynamics sometimes play out that way.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Everybody's got their little family things going on. Nobody has a perfect family.
No. Right.
I don't know anybody that does.
It was such a relief to discover that.
Yes. Truly.
Yes.
Yeah, because for a long time you think, oh, it's just
my family's dysfunctional or whatever, and then you see that there's issues in
everybody.
Every family, of course. It's just human nature, I think.
Mm-hmm. So, it is.
So then, Dodi, tell us about how these principles and the, sort of looking at life through the lens that we're talking about.
Yeah, and how did you how did you go from that to all of us to discovering this stuff?
Okay. What a story. What brought me to it was that my life at that time, when I got back into show business as a young adult, and to play the game, and I had to if I wanted to work. If I wanted to stay in show business and do what I knew how to do, I don't want to say that I succumbed to them, but there was a part that everybody played. I knew my role, they knew theirs, and that was that. Well, that went on for so many years that I knew if it continued, because all it was doing was making me feel not good about myself. You know, there was something to be condemned about, and I was doing it myself, because if this is what I need to do, or this is what everybody else is doing, I want no part of it. Mm. And at that time, always, because of those 4 years that I had left show business, I became involved in a religious teaching, church, cult, whatever you want to call it. And all they did was preach about a God of wrath, vengeance, punishment. I was
You were a sinner. Everybody's
Oh, yeah, everybody was a sinner, and God was sitting
out
up in heaven ready to just pounce on you. And so I thought, oh my God, if that's what God is about, I don't think I want anything to do with God. So for those several years, as the young adult I was doing it all on my own. There was no God in my life, not if that's what it was about.
Right.
So when I finally got to the point where I was living day to day in a very depressed state, very depressed, and I didn't see a way out. And I was singing. I was doing a background gig in a recording session one evening. At the end of it, my girlfriend and I, that we were singing, we went out for drinks or something, and we're talking, and I am spewing one negative word after the other. Poor, pitiful me, and why does this happen to me? And she says,
the victim mentality.
It was the victim mentality. Exactly. That's all I knew. Mm-hmm. I felt I was a victim.
Of course, yeah.
So she says to me, oh, you need to see Frankie. I said, who's Frankie? Who is he? She says, oh, no, no, who is she? Oh, okay, who is she? Well, she's a science of mind practitioner. I'm going, what? Science of mind? What is that all about? Metaphysician. Huh? Meta what?
Yeah.
And so she just see her. Okay, because I was desperate. I was desperate. And I knew that things had to change. And instinctively, innately, I knew it was me that needed to change.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Couldn't change anything else or anyone else. This is the one I could change. Once I did that, I think I'd be good to go. So I met with her high 80s, I think, somewhere. Put together everything from head to toe, everything matte. She had red hair, too. And she just let me talk. You know, I went in her office. She just let me talk. So tell me about yourself. And I'm telling her once again, like I did with my friend.
Nothing but negativity.
Right. Well, negative. Yeah, I could already hear it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So she, when I was finished, well, first of all, she says, let's talk about God. God is only infinite, absolute love.
What a great thing
and
to
that,
hear.
That was it. Something. That was the first thing that she said to me. I still have chills when she said that, I was okay. Boy, that's something I want to hear. But I was still, you know, a little okay. All right. The other thing she says, your words and your thoughts are power. In everything that you have complained to me about your life, you have created it through your thoughts, through your negative words. That made sense because now I'm having to look at what she's saying. And then she says, and the other thing is, two things I want you to leave here with. Don't ever say, I hate blank, or I can't afford blank. She said, it will keep you in anguish and poverty. Period. Turn that around. And don't ever say those things again. I hate and I can't afford. Mm-hmm. Okay. It all sounded so simple.
Yeah.
I left there going, oh, and the other thing was.
And didn't she give you the game of life, or that came later?
That was at that first meeting.
Okay.
She gave me the book, The Game of Life and How to Play It. She says, you read this, it will all make sense to you. And I hope you come back, she said. And I said, well, you know, and I was getting ready to say, well, I can't afford, because I was just going from gig to gig and not knowing how much time was going to be between gigs and where's the money going to go that I saved.
And a single mom.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, you had her
exactly,
as a baby.
I had my little baby girl from 6 months old.
That's a lot on me.
That is.
So she says, well, I understand your position, but I have to charge you something, and let me tell you why. If I don't, I would just be reaffirming that you don't have it.
Yes.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
So she says, whatever you can give to me, she didn't even use the word afford, whatever you can give to me. Okay. I think it was $2 or $3 I gave her. And I think her fee at that time was $40 an hour, or somewhere around there. I can't remember now, but it was more than $2 or $3.
Right.
I gave it to her. And she gave me some affirmations. She says, that's the other thing. With all these words and thoughts you've been talking about all these years, it's
somehow
your mindset.
You have to replace
it. It's your mindset. You need to come up with something else to erase those. And the only way you can do it is to find a positive affirmation. Every time you think this negative thing or you get ready to speak this negative word or words, replace it immediately with an affirmation. So she gave me a few of those wonderful things. I took it home with my book of The Game of Life and How to Play It. That was it. I was sold. That simply. Mm. And after that, when I saw her again, because I couldn't wait to see her again.
Oh, yeah.
That's when she turned me on to Daily Word, because she had been studying with Ernest Holmes. She had studied with him, so she turned me on to Daily Word and Unity. And that's been my life ever since. I mean, it literally turned around. I was living with my parents and my sister at the time, because both my sister and I had been married, divorced, came back just to get, you know, our bearings straight.
Right.
We went back to mom and dad's. We're living there.
And me, too. I was part of that.
Oh, yeah. Steph
equation.
Was part of that. Exactly. And so they were all privy to my depression and my negativity and my, God, I'd be in my room for days at a time with all the curtains closed and crying.
Wouldn't even leave the bedroom. No. So it was pretty serious depression.
It was pretty
going
heavy.
On. Yeah.
So it was like, I said, it was like almost overnight.
Yeah.
My sister says to me one day, very shortly after that, what have you done? What have you done? You're so different. I want to know what you did.
So I want some of that.
So she could do it too. So she kind of followed in that direction as well because of it. And that was it. I was off and running. Very shortly after that, I was able to move out of my parents' home.
Yeah.
And then after that, a little bit after that, I was able to have my sister move with me. Wow. So we were all in, you know, we just, it was
and
all
success
because,
happened.
Yes, success is what, happened.
Like for the first time since 13.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is, it's like, that's like, I could go, holy cow, that's my story too.
Yes.
It's
him.
The same story. It's not verbatim.
See? Yeah.
But it's like, that's oh
works,
man,
though.
That's.
The principles are the same.
And what happened and how I discovered it and who and the weirdo that introduced me to it was a similar character like Frankie. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm so grateful.
I'm telling you.
Because it worked.
That's it. If it didn't work, and it, I was skeptical.
Me too.
This sounds a little too good to be true.
Yeah. Yes, that's what I
said. A little too simple.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll get... And it worked.
Yeah.
It just worked.
It worked.
I couldn't argue with that.
Nope. No.
So, and the other thing was, I got to the point where, because I thought that the only thing I could do would be to be a star again. And that's what I was working towards. I'll be a star again. I'm a lead singer. That's what I know.
Mm. Right.
And then a friend of mine said, you know, they're auditioning for Sergio Mendes in Brazil 77. They're looking for another girl. There were two girls.
Right. Yeah.
They're looking for somebody
we
to replace.
Love Sergio Mendes.
And I went, oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I'll audition. Sure. I don't need to be a lead singer. All I need to do is sing.
Yeah.
And not just sing, because if it was just sing, I could have joined a choir.
Right.
You know, a church choir.
But do it for a living.
I had to be on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had to be on stage. I didn't have to have the spotlight on me.
Right.
I just needed to sing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I did naturally. What brought me joy. And I'm fine just singing, but I got to be on the stage.
Mm.
Because, you know, and I think, didn't you say that you were a musician as well, sweetie? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Everybody on that stage, from the band to the background singers to the lead singer, they are a team.
Mm-hmm.
They all make it be what it's going to be. Mm-hmm. All of them. You work off of one another to make it be that wonderfulness. I mean, if the lead singer, I don't care how great they are, if they don't have this fabulous band or backup singers that kind of, with the harmonies and things we were talking about, they're not going to shine.
Right.
They're not going to shine. So I felt like as a background singer, I was adding to that.
Yeah.
I was very, very important to the success of that show.
Yeah. Did you get in the Brazil 77?
You bet I did, honey bun.
Wow.
Followed
you
it up.
You bet I did.
That's fantastic.
Followed
yes,
it up
I
with
did.
Several artists, I believe.
Oh, yeah. But after Brazil 77 and Sergio, because they were going to move to Brazil, and that's where they were going to relocate.
Oh.
Whereas before then, when I met with them, we were all living in the Valley.
Yeah, because we're here.
Wow.
Right, Sino.
Weren't they
A&M? Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
We just watched the documentary about
with Herb Albert's label.
Yeah. Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah, I recorded it.
Wasn't he married to Lonnie Hall?
Of course I did.
To the previous singer.
Exactly.
Who was in 66. He ended up marrying her.
Yes,
and then,
exactly. That's right.
Enter stage left, Dodie Stevens.
Dodie.
She just jumped right in
but
there.
But you know that I
Portuguese.
Loved. I had to learn Portuguese.
It was wonderful music.
Phonetically,
it's the best.
Jody, can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
Do you think it was this practicing these principles and this way of looking at things that allowed you to like see things through this lens where you're like, I don't have to be the front person.
Yes.
Or, that's what because I think a lot of us get stuck thinking it has to be this one way. And through Daryl, who. Has been a huge person, the person really to like really give me this new thought and all of this. Like, he helped me to let go of that thing that I thought I had to clutch to. I got to become that thing, which was killing me trying to become that thing and start to see like you said, the creativity in all of it.
Yeah.
And as long as I'm feeling that satisfaction and fulfillment and create, you know.
Yeah.
So that's amazing.
Yeah.
I just want people to hear that, like how different that was when you started approaching it that way.
That was, and it was immediately. It was just immediately when I was putting these principles to work in my life.
Yeah.
I saw how the attraction was bringing it to me.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
And you still knew what you wanted too, because you're like, I want to be on the stage. Like, you still
had
that.
Exactly.
Oh, I had to still have the anonymity as opposed to not being able to go out in public, but yet still having the success.
That's the best of everything.
Isn't it though?
Yeah.
Isn't it though?
That is God's will. You had total freedom.
Yeah.
But you were enjoying all the benefits without any of the inconveniences that you previously experienced.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and everyone practicing this doesn't have to be on stage with Brazil
77.
It was 77 at the time.
To feel that feeling, because this way of living turns everyone into your friends when you go into the coffee shop. When you go, you start spreading the love, you start getting it back. And we all become sort of famous in God's eyes, which is where it really matters.
Yes,
we start
cultivating it
like that.
Of course it is. Of course it is.
That's awesome.
No, that was an eye opener for me, and I just went, okay, this is what I can do, and I can make a good living at it, and I don't have to have any of the other stuff that goes around being a star, which is difficult.
Yeah, really? This is the best.
Couldn't even imagine. But
a background singer. Oh, and then after I left Sergio, because I was only with them a year, loved the music, loved it all, but they were going to move to Brazil, and I didn't want to go to Brazil to relocate.
Right.
So they went, and right after that, and it was because of being with Sergio, it's the one thing
that's right
turns into another. We were at, I think it was Caesar's Palace.
Oh, man.
And it was Brazil 77, and I was with them, and the conductor, the musical conductor of the orchestra, you know, we knew each other, everybody knew each other, and he heard that I was going to be leaving, and he said, would you be interested in doing some background for Raquel Welch?
I was like, maybe.
Because I'm putting an act together for her, and this is her debut in Vegas. Would you be interested in being one of her background singers? I said, yeah.
Wow.
Yes, please.
This is how, but it's your willingness too, and knowing this is the key to have enough faith and confidence in yourself to know what is right for you to say, because some people in this situation, because they, you know, the I'm sure the older you, the previous you, just like the previous me, oh no, they're moving to Brazil. They're moving to Brazil. I better go with them because chances
right now,
are,
what am I going to do?
I can't get. But see,
which
would
have been the old consciousness.
Yes,
yeah.
But now you had trust that no, God's going to be with me. I know I don't want to move. I don't want to bring Stephanie there. I want to stay here. And then what happens? Boom. Another door.
Exactly.
There's not even a moment between the two.
There was no, and the doors kept opening.
Yeah,
they kept opening. Yeah, then
Harry Belafonte
because I was singing background.
Lynn. I mean, it was just
And that's why the show's called Funniest Thing, because
that's what we're talking about.
It's ha 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 funny, but it's funniest thing right when I needed to go on to the next thing.
You wouldn't think.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because
I
couldn't have written it any better.
Because we were, it's like that Shakespeare quote that we all hear, but now you're living proof of living it, which is to thine own self
be true.
And there's more to it where
I
it basically
say
says,
that.
Because then you'll always be followed by the things that fit. I'm paraphrasing it, but that's basically the rest of it. But this is the faith that we all need to keep hearing.
Yeah.
Like, I can say no when I know it's not good.
Yes.
And know that God will provide instead of, oh, I better go. I better stay. I better not. I better keep my head down.
Man. Yeah.
This is great.
The time is flying.
It was great.
And, but I want to thank you personally as well for something you're saying, because you were talking about how in the beginning when you were in that situation and it was, you were going into the negative pit with like this whole mentality that was at play and the way business was being done.
Oh, yeah.
And I got to be honest, like, that's the thing with teaching and the way what the position I'm in now and the way this, like, disempowering that happens.
It's the same type of business.
And the way it's like you have to, I've been asked to compromise in so many different ways, which would be fine if it wasn't corrupting my mentality so that I start to feel like that. And so this is you sharing that, like I'm looking at my situation, because there's always new places of my life where I find, oh, I'm still kind of like not really listening to these principles in that area. Mm-hmm. And this is of those areas that, but it's very exciting.
Yes.
And when you just said to my own self, be true.
Yeah.
That's the big thing. It's like, yes, I can kind of keep grinding, but I'm not being true to myself. And there's mm-hmm. something else calling me. And it's so good to be around people like yourself that remind me, yes, good. Listen to that. Because if I'm around people who don't listen to that, they're like, that's a great little idea or whatever. But to be around people like ourselves who know, like, it's everything. Like,
it's everything.
It's a vital part of
And it
of the,
opens up the doors.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah. Because
doors that you didn't even know existed.
Yes, because you're listening really to the God in you who's saying, Dodie, I don't think it's a good idea to move to Brazil.
Yeah.
You'll be taken care of.
Yes.
And then not even.
Amazing.
Not even an application needed to be sent.
It just fell into her lap.
It did. I mean, the show was over with, and it was like, you want to...
That's the way this works.
I know it is.
We forget, and we got to be reminded. That's why
I believed it.
We have people like you in my life and Stephanie and Ed to remind me.
Right. We all need reminders.
Yes.
I mean, I'm 78, and I thought by now I would have already learned all this stuff. Doesn't work that way. It is continuous.
It is, because I
there's always another lesson to be learned. Just when you think, I got it figured out. Oh, you do.
I always think she's got it way figured out. You're an old soul and you got this figured out. And so if I see her on a day where she's down or depressed, it's like, what's wrong with you?
That
you're always the one that's there to pick me up.
Right.
What am I supposed to do if you're down? You know, it's usually
the
other way.
Then she has to be.
So then it's like, I have to step up to the plate.
Which is awesome. Mm-hmm.
Which is awesome.
It's
we all teach
said.
Each other. The Christ exists within each one of us, which is why I love these teachings so much.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you stay tuned up to this stuff in your daily life? What do you do to stay inspired and keep remembering these truths?
I always start my day with daily word.
Mm-hmm.
Cup of coffee, daily word.
Followed by the angel book with
the
scripture.
Angels 101 by Doreen Virtue.
We got
Doreen
that.
I love it. Well, so every time
we take the numbers of the scripture at the end of the word, and then we look up the numbers, and they're always coinciding with the word.
Oh, it's wonderful. And you do the single ones, or then you combine them.
You combine the numbers, exactly, and then it seems to be like exactly what you need to hear.
Yes.
And then we follow it with Journey to the Heart by Melody Beatty, who has a word for every day of the year.
Of the year.
Which we've been reading for
wonderful book.
10, 20 years
Melody
now.
Beatty.
Melody Beatty.
We like
Journey
to share
to
with
the
our
heart.
Listeners and viewers books that they can add to their...
This is a...
It's a nice regime, those three. Daily Word, the angel numbers, followed with Melody, and it's a really nice way to start.
Oh, and I also read, with my reading in the morning, Deepak Chopra's Seven Spiritual Laws of Success.
Yeah, we have that
got a different law for every day of the week.
So I do those. So I've got my three... different words for each day.
Great.
And then after I've done that, then I'm sitting nice and quiet. This is all in my chair in my room, my oversized chair. Then I say a prayer. In my prayer, and I had learned this some time ago, that and I thought it was James Dillard Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
With unity.
The wild man.
That had said, the wild man?
He was the wild man of unity.
Was he?
Yes. We can go into that.
Okay,
time.
I just love him. Anyhow.
We know people that, we know a woman, Elaine Meyer, who used to edit his poems while he was at Unity.
He used to edit his poems.
Yeah, so he would have to like rein him in, like, this one's a little crazy.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Now I forgot what I was going to say about drugs. But no,
no, no, you said
a reading.
A reading and praying. And you're talking about how.
Oh, yeah, my prayer. And he says, a prayer does not have to be kneeling, hands crossed, eyes closed. This is what he said. It's just, it's a personal walk and talk.
Yes. Mm.
And so that's what I do. I've finished my reading. I see what they are. It all touches me. We got the angel book numbers now. And I just say my prayer by talking to God. Jesus is my best friend.
Yes.
Amen. No, he's my best friend.
Yes.
I have this picture of him that was passed down from my parents, and it was passed down to them from their parents.
Yeah.
My father is Italian. Mm. My mother is Yugoslavian. And so my father from Italy, because he was born in Italy, he and his parents are the ones that brought this beautiful painting of Jesus
sitting on top of a mountain overlooking
sitting on
the
top
whole
of a
mountain.
Yeah, looking just, over. It's so not. Oh, it is so fantastic.
It's beautiful.
And I have that in my room, and I talk to him every day.
Awesome. She dudes him sometimes. Like, dude.
I know. Sometimes I do, and he knows I don't mean that disrespectfully.
Oh God,
he loves me.
Oh no, sure. Because you know, if I was back in the day when he was doing his teachings, I would have been his best friend.
Yeah,
amen.
Oh God. So that's what I do, and then I apply them throughout the day.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll find myself in a situation, maybe at the grocery stores. Why is this person doing? You know what? Remember what you read earlier this morning? Yeah. And it's just something.
That's why we love you. And that's why we're so grateful you came to share your wisdom. And maybe you'll do it again.
We'd love to.
In the future. Or even if you're just up here, Daryl and I would love to get coffee and or get some food or whatever it is. And, you know, if you haven't already, just drop by, what's it called? Vista? What's it called? Unity
Way Church.
Have you been to Unity Way Church?
Oh, in Vista. We know where it is.
I know exactly where
it is.
Exactly
drop
where
in,
it
say
is.
Hello to Reverend Michael Schoonover. He sends us New Thought readings all the time. He'll send them to you as well.
Oh,
he's
nice.
An amazing teacher.
I live maybe a mile or two away.
It's really
please,
close.
From the church
you will
in
love,
Vista.
And tell him that Daryl and Ed sent you. Well, we'll let him know, too, that we met with you today. But he'll see you because he watches the show also.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. But thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We're going to end with a song in a moment. But we always have a little story we pull offline. It may or may not be true, but one Sunday, apparently, when Stephanie was little, she came late to Sunday school. Knowing she was usually very prompt, her teacher asked,
"Stephanie, is anything wrong?"
Stephanie replied,
"No, ma'am, not really. I was going to go fishing, but my mom told me that I needed to get on up and go to church."
The teacher was very impressed and asked Stephanie if her mother had explained why going to church was more important than fishing. Stephanie smiled.
"Yes, ma'am. She said she didn't have enough bait for both of us."
It's so painful to do that in front of a professional performer.
But I will tell you, the worse the joke, the more love we have for the guest.
Yay.
So that was pretty bad.
That's
so
good.
You know what that means.
That's good to know. That's good to know.
But we can't say thank you enough. But we can say thank you.
Can I say one other thing that I feel is so very important to these teachings?
Yes.
You can read every book that was ever written on this subject. If you don't apply it, if you don't practice it, no good can come from it. That's all. You have to train yourself.
Yeah.
Amen.
Practice it.
Well, now we have a special treat.
Yeah.
Wait, I have one other thing that I just read last week, which is real quick, and it's let your smile change the world. Don't let the world change your smile.
Isn't that
which I
lovely?
Thought was I was sitting in the doctor's office and
lovely?
It just kind of stopped me. So I don't know who said it. I don't, you know, somebody else other
Stephanie
than myself.
Just said it.
I just said it because I read it last week and I thought it was awesome.
I'm going to blame you for that because tomorrow, like we said, I'm giving a talk up at
Ventura.
I'm going to share that.
Oh, good.
I'll let them know that you brought it.
I read it and I don't know who wrote it, but Wasn't
that
it?
That is great. Yeah, let your smile awesome. Change the world. Don't let the world change your smile.
Like, yeah. And that's really simple, oh too. God, once again, great. Just a simple.
And it's a truth.
It is
a principle.
Awesome. Yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Very
wonderful,
powerful
wonderful.
Meaning behind that.
All right. Well, when we heard the title of this song, we asked you to take us out with it. It happens to be the title of the book we mentioned. So we didn't get to the reading. That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. The reading was
all
in
right. The song is going to say
the
it.
The song is the reading.
Song's
all your wisdom
and
is
the reading.
And the
reading will be in the
yeah, we'll put the reading
in
underneath
description.
The description.
Oh, okay, cool.
All right.
Now, to sing, are we going to be singing with the mics?
Yeah.
Indy? Yep, yes? Yeah. All right, honey bud.
All right.
The song is called The Game of Life, correct?
Yes, it is.
Life is not a battle. Life is a game. You can be the winner. It's all in the way you play. Life is like a game. Life is what you make it. Like a game, a solitaire. And you're the one playing it. In the game of life, you can lose or win. It's all up to you how the game of life will end. When you play in a board game, there's a start and a finish. If you make the wrong move, you won't advance in it. But you have a choice. When it's your turn again, if you make the right move, you'll be the winner in the end. Life is like a game. Life is what you make it. Like a game, a solitaire, and you're the one playing it. In the game of life, you can lose or win. It's all up to you how the game of life will end. In the game of life, you can lose or win. It's all up to you how the game of life will end. Life is not a battle. Life is a game. You can be the winner. It's all in the way you play. Life is like a game. Life is what you make it. Like a game of solitaire. And you're the one playing it. In the game of life, you can lose or win. It's all up to you how the game of life will end. It's all up to you how the game of life will end. It's all up to you how the game of life will end.
Stephanie Stevens, thank you so much for coming today.
Yes, and thank you for being a part of Funniest Thing with Daryl and Ed.
Yeah.
Message. Your message from.
Thank you for listening to The Funniest Thing with Daryl and Ed. Listen in as these unlikely saints share more real-life stories of how surrendering to divine order always leads to better-than-expected outcomes. This program has been made possible by God through automated monthly transfers from Daryl and Ed's credit cards.
Thank you.
recording your podcast at home, or using cheap gear, or spending all your time editing, or...
Here at Chobo, we have podcast studios, podcast editing, podcast distribution, podcast clips, and don't forget the snack bar. Completely automate your podcast, or just delegate the work you don't want to do.